Assistant Education Commissioner Nikki Shibaka began the teleconference call explaining why the state is interested in compacting with tribes.
We know that our system of education is working well for many students, but the reality is that it is not working well also for many students.
Shibaka said students in Alaska have lower test scores than students in other states. He said the state's Department of Education believes tribal and community ownership will help raise those test scores. Joel Isaac, a tribal liaison for the Education Department, says that would be because students do better when they see themselves in their educational environment. Isaac pointed at Ayapun Litnavik, a Yupik immersion school in Bethel, as a model of what can be achieved.
Their peaks, ELA, their math, and their science scores are showing marked nearly double the average of the other LKSD schools around it.
Isaac says tribal educational compacts could improve not just test scores, but also health outcomes. He cited a study done in tribal areas in Canada.
When half of their tribal members reported having conversational knowledge of their own native language, their suicide rates plummeted to near zero.
The details of what an educational compact between tribes, the State Board of Education, and school districts would look like have not been completely fleshed out. Isaac says the board is looking for public feedback. The next teleconference call will be on December 13th at 5:30 p.m. You can find more information online at education.alaska.gov/compacting. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.